Few politicians in Suffolk County wielded as much respect and influence as Bill Lindsay. Even during rancorous political debates, both Republicans and Democrats spoke with deference about his leadership. This year, lawmakers voted unanimously to have him lead the legislature's presiding officer for an eighth consecutive term. Last year, Lindsay received a nearly two-minute standing ovation after County Executive Steve Blone said the following.
He will become the longest-serving presiding officer in the history of this county, and no disrespect intended to his predecessors. I have no doubt that he will also go down as the finest public servant ever to hold that position.
As a politician, Lindsay had the ability to broker seemingly intractable deals, but politician doesn't describe Lindsay's character. With WSHU, Lindsay seldom had off-the-record conversations, as most politicians prefer. Instead, he spoke openly and with plainness. Here he is in a 2010 interview about one of his more intense political battles with a secretive ethics commission.
What? They're so secretive? What is this, the CIA?
The statute also says that they have to maintain confidentiality. They can't...
They can maintain confidentiality and do what I say. I'm not asking for specific names.
He died in the hospital Wednesday morning. Lindsay linked his lung cancer to work he did with asbestos as an electrician. His wake will be held this weekend in Hauppauge. Lindsay is survived by a wife and three children. His son, Bill Lindsay III, is running for his father's seat this November. Charles Lane, WSHU News.